Sefer Yehoshua, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Tes Zayin. So the first of all the Shvatim to have their boundaries delineated in Sefer Yehoshua is Shevet Reuven, whose boundaries were already delineated back in the Chumash, but are now re-presented again to show the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, that even the 2.5 Shvatim in the Transjordan on the other side of the Yarden River are very much a part of Klal Yisrael and very much a part of the Nachla that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had promised. Vayihi lohem, Pasuk Tezayin, and so it was to them to shave it, Reuven according to their families, HaGivul, the border, may Aroer Asher al Sasnachal Arnon, from Aroer, which is the edge of the Arnon River, V'yair Asher B'tocha Nachal, and the city that is in the middle of the river, and this was described back in Perek Yud Beis. The Nachal Arnon was the southern boundary of the land acquired on the east side of the Yarden River that flows into the center of the Yam HaMelech, the Dead Sea. So the first inheritance here is the southernmost of Reuven, and the Nachal Arnon and the city that was within that Nachal from Aroer, which was east of Hebron, and inside the river, they say there was an island in the middle of the Arnon River where the city of Aroer was located. So that's what they mean by Tocha Nachal. V'chol ha-mishar ad Meidva. And all of the plains to Meidva belong to Reuven now. Cheshbon v'chol areho asher ba-mishar. Pasuk Yitzayin, Cheshbon, and all of its cities in the plain, which were Divon, Uvamos Baal, Ubeis Baal Ma'on. So all of these cities, these three cities, and the ones about to come, are all part of the territory that Sichon had held, and that now belongs to Shevet Reuven. Pasuk Yudches, V'yatza, Ukedemos, Umefoas. These three cities as well. Some of the Rishonim and Achronim are unsure exact locations for these. Yatza was west and south of Divon. When Yeshaya, the Radak brings down, had a vision that Sancheriv was going to destroy Moab, they said that Yatza could hear the howling and screaming from the inhabitants of Cheshbon. So it's some distance away from Cheshbon. Kedemos and Mefoas, again, the locations are not precise. In Divrei Hayamim, we find out that Reuven gave these three cities to Leviim. In Yirmiyahu, we find out that Moab came back and repossessed Mefaas. So the exile of the 2.5 tribes came earlier even than anybody else. And so eventually Moab repossessed the territory. Continuing in the cities that were part of the Reuven inheritance, Pasuk Yates, V'kir Yosayim, the Sivma. That's always a challenge to learn. Make sure you don't read it as a shin. There's different discussions about where this was located. Kaftor Vaferach says that it's north of Yazer, but Yazer was in God's territory, so that's unlikely. Nevertheless, it was an area known for vineyards, apparently, in Yeshaya, Sibma. Bitzeres HaShachar Behar HaEmek, and Tzeres HaShachar on Mount HaEmek, unknown location, these belong to Reuven. Pasuk Chaf, Uves Pa'or. Pa'ar, unfortunately, god of the Canaanim that had tragic consequences for Klal Yisrael when they worshipped him. But this place was called Beis Pa'ar. The Ashdos HaPisgah. Tosfo says that Beis Pa'ar was across from Har Nevo, where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. Of course, on the east side of the Yarden, across from Yericho. So this would be, again, far to the south. The Ashdos HaPisgah Uveis HaYeshimos. All of these ended up in Reuven's inheritance. Beis HaYeshimos was opposite Yericho, but on the east side of the Yarden, where Yericho is on the west. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, again, repeating phrases from the Sefer Torah itself. V'chol Orei HaMishar, all the cities of the plain. V'chol Mamlecho Sichon Melech HaAmori Asher Malach B'Cheshbon, all of the kingdom of Sichon Melech HaAmori who ruled in Cheshbon, Asher Hikam Moshe Oso, that Moshe defeated him, along with the Esnesiei Midyan, the princes of Midyan, defeated by Moshe Rabbeinu. They had been princes of Midyan before Sichon conquered them, and the Ramban tells us that he let them continue to rule as vassals of his. And while it was under the control of Sichon, the Jews conquered this territory of Midyan as well, the Radak reminds us. And these five princes were Es-Evi, ve'es Rechem, ve'es Sur, ve'es Hor, ve'es Reba. Nesichei Sichon, dukes of Sichon, which would lend credence to the idea that they were vassals under Sichon's real rule. Yoshvei Haaretz, inhabitants of the land. And then, as a historical reminder, Chav Beis, who else was defeated there? That's Bilam ben Ba'or HaKosem. Bilam, the son of Ba'or, the sorcerer, the caster of spells. Hor Guvene Yisrael Bachereb Es El Chalalehem. They were slain by the children of Israel by the sword, along with all of the rest of the corpses, all the rest who were slain, Radak says. Tosos says that this is following a medrash that says when Bilam saw Klal Yisrael destroying the Midianites, he tried to escape by using sorcery, apparently by lifting himself up in the air. And Pinchas revealed or uncovered the tzitz worn on the head of the Kohen Gadol, which had the Shema Forash, and Bilam fell to the ground literally on top of the corpses of the slain Midianim. Abarbanel says that this refers to the Chalalehem, the Jews who were killed when Bilam had his plot that the Midianites used to cause a plague within Klal Yisrael. So Bilam is being brought down here as part of this great moment when Midian and Sichon were destroyed by Klal Yisrael, but also to remind us about what Bilam ben Ba'or was trying to do. The word HaKosem, sorcerer, is interesting because the Ramban suggests back in Devarim that Bilam was a temporary Navi, granted prophecy for the Shira that would be, well, the Shira, the visions that he expressed, Matavu O'alecha Yaakov, but that he wasn't a real or permanent prophet, and he lost his prophecy again when he returned home from Moab, so he was just a Kosem. So there's a little kind of slagging him going on here. And finally, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Vayihi Gvul B'nei Ruuvein HaYardeinu Gvul, the border of B'nei Ruuvein was the Yardein and its border, Zos Nachalas B'nei Ruuvein L'mishpachosam HaOrim V'chatzrayem. This was the inheritance of the B'nei Ruuvein according to their families, the cities, and their villages. The Ugevul, Targum says, Rashi says, refers to the cities on the Yardain or along the Yardain there. The Chatzrehem, the villages referred to near the end, or the very last word, the Mesudas David says, refers to unwalled cities, which are communities surrounding a giant walled city, which is the center of the county or province. But there are unwalled villages and small cities around it, and these, Chatzrehem, are those.